And then me in the wagon too. And I believe they had another set of things that they used when they didn't use the harness, and they called that the gear. And I think that was, that consists of the collar, the hames, and the trace chains. Now there's another something that they put on them. I think they call themselves dressing them up when they put this leather stuff on. They call it the harness. And of course that was something that's fitted all back on the hips, you know. And I guess we call, kind of dress them up, and they used it. They didn't plow the mules with those things. They usually put the harness on them, and they were hitching them to the wagon. And when they used them to the plow, they would just use this. Yeah.
I see. I've never heard that. It makes sense that they you would not need a whole harness for the plow. Is that the idea?
No, I think that's what it is.
And in pulling a wagon, you would hold not the reins, but
the lines.
The lines. Mm-hmm. And how would you get the horse to go and get him to stop?
Get up. Whoa.
And to the right, to the left?
If you were plowing, of course, now I think when people had them hitch the wagon, they would just pull the line the way they wanted to go. But when they were plowing, if they wanted to go to the right, they said G, and they wanted to go to the left, they'd say haw.
And in a wagon, what is that thing that comes out when they hook the horses to it, that long?
A double tree, I believe. You mean that?
Well, I'll tell you, you better. I'd rather have you tell me rather than I ask questions, because I may not ask the right questions. Would you just describe the different parts?
Yes, excuse me.
Buggy or a wagon? Big book, isn't it? It's a big book, and how they carry it.
Now, what did you ask me?
Would you describe the different parts of the wagon and the buggy? The difference between, for example, the tongue and the shaft.
The tongue was this long thing that would be in the center of the wagon, and it had a long thing they called a double tree, and on the double tree they would have two single trees, so one mule would be on one side of the tongue, one on the other. And each mule was hitched to a single tree. And then up to the front, they had a chain at the end of that tongue. I think it must have had some kind of iron to hold it up. And they would take that chain and put it in the harness on the mule, and they'd fasten it, call that the breast yoke, I believe. And
the single trees would go to the double tree, and the double tree would be on the tongue?
Yeah, the double tree would go all the way across.
Across the tongue.
All the way across the wagon. And then they had a single tree on the double tree.
Now, on a buggy,
they had the shaft, and they put the horse between those shafts, and they had something on the horse, some kind of harness, that there were leather on the shafts, and they would hook this leather to the harness on the horse, and that's how they got the horse to stay in between the shafts.
I see. Can you describe the different parts of the wagon wheel?
Oh, that round part that fit up on the wagon, they call that the hub, and those spokes, you know, that held the wheel to, that holds the wheel together, rather. And then there was an iron tie that would go all the way around to hold these spokes in place.
Would the spokes go into the tire, or would they go into a wooden?
They go into a wooden thing, and that tie was on this wooden thing.
And do you happen to know the name for that wooden thing? Or?
No, I don't know the name for that.
I understand that. Now the spokes would go into this wooden thing, and then the
Tie was
somebody told me that you'd have to soak wood.